Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Want to welcome in our next guest, Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Real good.
I want to talk a little bit about the redheaded one and how his first week has gone. What can you tell us about Conan and where the whole Leno Conan mess stands now?
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a big first week. It changed everything for TV. The first night, you know, he had huge ratings. 4.2 million people watched, which put him way above Leno and Letterman and so forth. That had to settle down. You knew some of it was just first night curiosity. So about a third of the viewers dropped off after that. But still, he had 2.8 million the second night. And the thing is that of those 2.8 million, 2.1 million of them were under 50 years old, and that's really rare. He had an average age of 30 this first week. Leno's got an average age creeping close to 60 for his viewers. So, you know, advertisers get really excited about that. So if you're talking about how it's doing ratings-wise, money-wise, it's doing okay. But let's talk about how it's doing quality-wise, because that's an interesting thing. Yeah,
isn't that pretty subjective?
It is, but since I'm the one doing the subjective, I like it. Okay, here's the thing. The first week night was just terrific. I really, really liked the first night.
Why?
Because it opened with this long film, and this is the kind of thing he does best. Remember, Conan is a pretty good interviewer. He is okay at these. He's not a particularly good stand-up comedian. He's okay at short bits, but what he does wonderfully are when he goes out and does special films and special ideas. So he did this whole first film, and it had moments of Godfather and moments of Mad Men, and it had him leaving NBC and being mowed down by machine guns and all kind, and at home with 14 children unable to pay the rent. Just all kinds of funny little quirks. Particularly funny since we know he got $32 million. Okay, he is able to pay the rent. But just done as a very clever comic film, a long one and very funny, and that was great. Then his first guest, Seth Rogen, is just the kind of guy you want because he's a comedian too. And so when you go like that, the first 40 minutes of the hour were just funny. So that's what he needs to do, is to be funny. After that first night, I'm thinking, yeah, I really like Conan. Okay. Second night, third night, okay, not as good. His film the second night had him visiting the censor, and it was one of these things. It was the real censor, so it's kind of one of these found humor things. You have to hope something funny comes up or kind of make it happen. Not as funny, though. All of a sudden, the fourth night, it was the first time he really got up and did some stand-up, too. And he had some good one-liners, and I thought the fourth night, again, was pretty good. So it goes up and down every time. Mm-hmm. But what you realize is a lot of it depends upon, do you have the kind of guest who you can really play with and is funny? Seth Rogen you can play with. Tom Hanks you can play with. But some of these others, I mean, good Lord, he's got Harrison Ford coming up on Tuesday. I don't know if anybody's ever tried to play with Harrison Ford. And Al Okuja is his first guest tonight. This is not going to be easy. You know, he's at his best when he has a really funny first guest.
What now, is this doing for Letterman and Leno?
Interestingly enough, Leno is about the same place he was before. So these appear to be new viewers, as far close as we can see. In other words, people who weren't watching that much right at the time, at least for now, are going to watch Conan. I kind of wonder if it couldn't take something away from Jon Stewart, because, you know, Conan is starting at the same time as The Daily Show, both at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Daily Show is wonderful. One of the best shows on TV, won 8 straight Emmys for the best of this kind of show, okay? Right. But the thing is, there's so many ways you can see The Daily Show. It runs 4 times a day on Comedy Central.
But these shows are very different. Conan isn't going to have the political aspects that Daily Show is,
but
right?
But that's the thing. They have the same audience in one way. In other words, both of them have a young, intelligent, educated audience. The question is, are they different? In other words, is there a young, educated, intelligent, political and non-political audience? I don't know. You're right about that. Conan is surprisingly oblique about all politics. I mean, he just You know, I think you could have Sarah Palin fall down in front of him and he wouldn't be able to think of a joke, you know? For whatever reason, for all his intelligence, it just doesn't aim towards government and politics. Leno is better at politics than Conan is. But so you're right, if you really love jokes about government and politics, you'll still be watching The Daily Show. And frankly, when this is all over, I'll be watching Daily Show again at 11 o'clock.
Mike, how much of this has to do with the skill of the host, the charisma of the host, and how much of it has to do with the joke writers and the staff and production team that gets the right guests?
It seems to be mostly who the host is. There's a great book out, just brand new one, by Bill Carter, and one of the points that Jerry Seinfeld makes in there is Jerry Seinfeld says, no comedian ever says, I'm going to be on The Tonight Show tomorrow, I'm going to be on Late Show. He always just says, I'm going to do Leno, I'm going to do Letterman, I'm going to do Conan. You think of the show entirely as a guest. Letterman has the smartest writers in the world, but Letterman shreds and throws away 90% of the jokes they use. Leno uses most of what he's given, but he finds a way to take average material and makes it funny. And you remember the great thing about Johnny Carson in the old days, he took bad material, got up there, told it was bad, and he made you laugh at his discomfort about it. So I think it's more the host than it is the people behind them. But you're right, you've got to book the right guests. And he's already booked some bummers the first week. There was a guest called Charlene Yee who was just kind of too excited, and she just kind of mumbled. And Michael Seurat was just confused. And so, yeah, a lot of it still has to do with booking the show right and writing good material.
All right, we've got a lot of big things coming up in television this week, including, you say, tonight's one of the best days you've seen in a long time.
I honestly think, you know, this tonight, just if you just watch TV Monday night, there's days like this where you remember how good TV can be. First of all, House, you know, is still the best show on TV. They've added this new character, a very young doctor played by Amber Tamblyn, a wonderful character. And tonight's episode with her is really good, 8 o'clock on Fox. But it goes right against a particularly good How I Met Your Mother thing, which was just a particularly funny one. It takes her back, Robin, back to the days when she was a Canadian pop star called Robin Sparkles. I mean, I'm sorry, this is just a funny concept they have there. Dancing with the Stars is to its second final week.
Who do we have left?
Among others, Bristol Palin. They keep voting her back in every time. There's a teenager from Disney Channel, and then there's Jennifer Grey from Dirty with Dancing, still showing that she still can dance dirty. And one more person that I won't think of right now. Those are the four anyway.
Okay.
The fourth person is Brandy, the singer.
Oh, Brandy, right. So and you mentioned a season finale for Showtime's The Big C.
Big C, and this is, if anybody can get Showtime, watch it at 10 o'clock tonight. I'm sorry, 10:30 tonight. I think the last 5 minutes of this episode is as good as just about anything this year. I mean, it's just a very quietly, deeply moving show. Big C is sometimes a comedy, sometimes a drama about someone with stage 4 cancer, which is not always a funny subject, but it's done really well. And boy, the last 5-10 minutes of tonight's episode, just great. You put all that stuff together and you realize that there are nights where it makes sense to watch television.
All right, there are some nights when it does not.
Absolutely.
And we talked about all the good things.
Yeah.
Now tell me about this Lennon Naked.
What surprised me, I just had to mention it. You know, way too often I've told you that the best things on TV are on PBS, and I love so many shows that PBS has, including Masterpiece. So I turned this thing on. It's just a total misfire beginning to end. It's an absolutely awful show about John Lennon. Christopher Eccleston, whatever his name is, who used to be Doctor Who, plays him. And it's a series of short bits, and it jumps from one to the other, and it has no pattern to how it does it. But it's forever portraying him as just this mean, nasty figure. Even when he says a joke, he says a mean, nasty joke. And it's all one note. It goes downhill, and you have to stop and look and say, wait, the guy I see on screen couldn't have possibly written Imagine. He couldn't have written I Want to Hold Your Hand. He couldn't have written The Yellow Submarine. That doesn't make any sense at all. This is just a total one-note lunatic they're showing on the screen.
Well, you talked about PBS. The best show I have seen in 2010 was a PBS Frontline special, The Confessions.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
That was really
absolutely
awesome about the Norfolk Four.
Which expanded up to 8 eventually.
Yes,
8 people
yes.
convicted of what was clearly by the evidence a one-person rape that yeah. none of them had done.
Right.
And they just, every time that someone would confess and they couldn't get proof on them, they'd just get somebody else to confess. The notion that you can get an innocent person to confess to rape and murder
yeah.
is just, it's chilling. And yet they laid this out. And yeah, nights like that, Frontline, Masterpiece Theater, American Experience, those are some of the best shows on TV, usually.
Mike Hughes, our guest, syndicated television columnist. Mike, we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks.
All right.